It's RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Wherever you be in the world, this is Ralph Kermit Winterroad II with the Ralph Winterroad Show. And I am happy to state that I am not sure what anybody would be doing Internal Revenue criminal junk. I am going to be talking today. It's amazing how simple it gets when you get to the real core of the truth. I'm going to be offering on thumb drives the stuff that I see in Westlaw. I figured out how to get it downloaded. It takes several sessions because obviously the stuff is not supposed to be out to the peasants. You're supposed to have Westlaw and be paying money. But I want to be able to get this information to the people that want to see it, understand it, have the evidence in front of you. And I know everybody's not going to have Westlaw, but this will give you access to it. And I'm going to put in the chief counsel stuff that they put out for the commissioner in this. And I'm going to go over this in this hour. And there's no reason for anybody to be doing the Internal Revenue criminal stuff if you just have some basic knowledge. Now, that's a pretty wild statement to make, isn't it? Got to be able to back these things up, though. Got to have proof. We know that the system is corrupt. The writ of certiorari still hasn't made it to the Supreme Court. It was mailed a week ago last Saturday. And it's been around the world, went clear to San Francisco. I have no idea why it would go to San Francisco to get to D.C. But who knows? It'll end up there. And we'll see if if they'll take it. A couple of issues have never been brought up again is the Part 301 regs, which I'm going to talk about today. The courts of the United States, constitutional ones, don't think Article 3 do not exist out here in the hinterlands anywhere. We don't have any constitutional courts except the Supreme Court. I can prove it now. It's just amazing. What's also as amazing is that Dr. Shiva, in a suit in Massachusetts, which I got around and I published, I checked out his stuff. I checked it in the courts to make sure that it's real. But I just don't believe anything anybody says. I mean, it's just we're living in a world of make-believe where the lies are the rule. And Dr. Shiva, in this case, comes right out. I mean, it's in anybody listening today that's not a member, you email me at IRS@AlaskaMinuteMan.com, IRS@AlaskaMinuteMan.com, and I'll send you a copy of the docket sheet. It's 1-20-CV-11889. That's 1-20-CV-11889 in the District of Massachusetts. And what he discovered is astounding, and not a peep from anybody. Not even Tucker, Ingram, Hannity. Nobody is talking about this. What's his case about? The censorship that Twitter is doing. Everybody is against Twitter censoring the President of the United States. Everybody is against being censored by Twitter. What's the rest of the story? Dr. Shiva has four documents called the playbooks. And these 50 secretaries of state are the ones that are over the elections, and there's another organization. They are the ones behind the scenes directing Twitter to censor people. It's our own government is working against we the people and using Twitter as the front man. That's hard to believe, huh? It's in his lawsuit. I admitted it. The judge thinks he's going to win. And not a peep from anybody. Oh, yeah, we're against Twitter and we're against all Facebook. But wait a minute. What? How about the rest of the darn story? Oh, our government is doing this to us? Or what we think is our government. I posted before, by those something that everybody should have in their computer, these four playbooks. I went into, first of all, I couldn't download them off of his home page. Then I went in and I went into Pacer, and he had them all published there, so I downloaded them again after I had already assembled them. Took the time to, an hour to copy each page and assemble them and OCR them and all that stuff. It's real. He's suing the people in Massachusetts, and the judge said you needed to add Twitter, so he's adding Twitter. And guess what? He couldn't find an attorney to do this for him. Isn't that amazing? Where are the attorneys? Oh, that's right. I think Shakespeare may have had it right, kill all the attorneys. Most of them are not worth the... Most of them are our devout enemies or wordsmiths working against the we the people. It's amazing. Twitter is the front man. They're the puppet for our government in all 50 states and in the territories. What the heck is all this? And then there's another organization also that's doing this. There's two of them that are in a partnership. Partnership. And they list it. And they admit it. Why isn't this news? Why isn't anybody talking about it? He encourages people, I'll have to look up the name of the thing again, is to donate a dollar just to help him, just to get people behind him to donate or to get part of this. He needs people to wake up. I'll find the name of it here. I didn't have it. I don't have it right now. He has a home page. And it's not being done. That would be news, wouldn't it? Twitter is being controlled by our government, or what we think is our government. And then we wonder why the Republicans, Democrats, we know aren't going to do anything, because they're from the minions of Satanists. People all stick together. And we've got a whole bunch of Republicans that are just cowards and rhinos. Oh, well, they wouldn't want to be labeled racist or anything. Oh, yeah, right. And we'll fight. If we don't fight, we're going to lose our republic. And then we have the other amazing thing that's gone on is when Dominion sued Rudy Giuliani and sued Sidney Powell and sued MyPillow. That was news. Oh, yeah, when Dominion is suing him, you people shut up. How dare you come out and talk about Dominion, because we will sue you. Why isn't it news when Mike Lindell sues Dominion? What am I missing here? He is suing them and the District of Minnesota. Why isn't that news? It seems like it should be. Especially when you go into the fact that if you go to either Frank Speech, FrankSpeech.com, or is Lindell TV, the case number is 0-21-CharlieVictor-1332. This is in Minnesota. And in the documents, and if you go to his thing and see the latest one about Dino, he's saying that the Supreme Court will be mandated to rule 9-0, and I would have to agree, because if the people get behind this, it is absolutely conclusively because he has what's called computer packets, C packets. It's like DNA. Can't change it. If they get your DNA and they identify it, attaches to you, you're done. These C packets can't be changed. And in this, he documents, re-verified and re-verified by experts, that all of these other states, these Arizona and Pennsylvania and all those states, Trump won. This was 19. Verified, re-verified, re-verified. Isn't that news? It's conclusive. Everybody wanted to know the evidence if the election was corrupt. Well, he has it. Absolutely. He's got all of these C packets. Thank God somebody got all this forensic evidence. It's like getting the DNA of all the criminals involved. And they're identifying him, but he only took 19, and with 19, Trump won. Isn't that news? I think so. And elections, regardless of the time frame, if you get it by fraud, you are removed. Lindell is projecting August. I'm hoping that it'll hit the Supreme Court. Because I doubt if these lower courts, if these people got any cojones. There's some corruption that's so deep in this country. We have been infiltrated by the minions of Satan under the guises of communism from China, the greed, money, power. So many people are beholden to China. They're a devious bunch of people. Smart. They're communists. Anarchist, totalitarian, globalist. at all costs, wind. That's what they're doing. We need some people that's got some, that got backbone, like our founders of our Declaration, mutually pledge all each other our lives, fortune, and sacred honor. How many people are willing to do that? Put all of their fortune and stuff up to fight for liberty. Not very many. Not very many. Not a good thing to see. Those are two major things. Twitter is the front man, is the puppet of our government. People in our government. Wow. And Lindell has conclusive evidence that Trump won. We absolutely, positively, can't be, there is no way around it. These C packets can't be changed. And he's had them re-verified and re-verified, and now he has filed a litigation suit Friday. And not a peep from anybody. Why? Well, what I'm going to talk about today, after that, is the IRS. They're done. As far as we can expose them now. Absolutely, we can expose the IRS. And it's taken a long time and a lot of years. And the amazing part, it's so simple. It's really simple. It gets simpler as you get closer to the truth. It's amazing how the truth can simplify the lies. And what do we use? Two simple ideas that are fact. Number one, agencies, federal agencies, anything of that flavor, has no authority to use statutes. And I'm going to go over that. Because people say, well, where does it say that? What Congress did do in the Federal Register Act said, if you are that entity, an agency, a federal agency, or a commissioner, or whatever of the administrative state, thou shalt talk to the people through the Federal Register. If it has general applicability and legal effect. Those are the words. General applicability and legal effect. Mr. Agencies, if you're going to talk to us, you shall publish in the Federal Register. And it goes further. And if you don't give us, because they can't make statutes. Congress or the legislatures do statutes. To give us notice. The agencies to give us notice of their little corner of the world, the complete fraud of the, it's called the headless fourth branch of government. That was given by Franklin Delano Roosevelt, a committee that he put together in 1937 because he couldn't control the agencies and neither could Congress. And they come up with a headless fourth branch of government. These things were out of control. And they still are because we don't understand the con. Number one, statutes cannot be used by an agency to do anything that they have any authority. They can cite all the statutes they want. They have no authority. Congress said, if you are an agency, thou shalt. Not may, could, should, general applicability and legal effect. That's in the Federal Register Act of 1935, Section 5. It's in plain darn English. And it says if something is not so in there, they're done, because we have to have notice. How can we expect us to do something if we don't have notice? And that's the only way they can notice us is through the Federal Register. They can't. Thank you.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank-you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Well, I'm back. And, God, I wish I could have figured this out a long time ago. But better late than never. It just takes a lot of, persistence to stay at this. And eventually the truth comes out. I mean, it's right in the Federal Register Act. So let me summarize. There's just two things that you really need to know. Number one, if an agency talks to you, it is mandated, and the word are general applicability and legal effect, that's in the Federal Register Act. Number one, you identify that it is an agency, and they are. Number two is some sort of a document. They list all the documents, rules, regulations, whatevers. So if it is an agency and it's got its pin out or whatever, the third step, general applicability and legal effect, shall be in the Federal Register. Now, it does not say you can't use code. That's the logic. If Congress mandates it strictly, limited to the regulations in the Federal Register, obviously code is eliminated. That's what people are having trouble to understand. It doesn't say you can't use code. It says the only way you can talk to me is regulations. Well, if the only way you can talk to me is regulations, that means you can't use code, or you can't use any codified nonsense or statute. That's called simple logic. Exclusion. You're a done deal. General applicability, legal effect. It shall be in the Federal Register. Because you're an agency and you want to talk to me. They don't do that. They don't do that. I just checked the Mooney's case. Isn't getting in, got a writ into the Supreme Court of the United States, a writ of certiorari. Tax court. They use this code. Well, guess what? If it is true, which it is, it's indisputable. Agencies use regulations. What's the second step that kills them? Just step two. Once you understand it is an agency, it's got to use rules, regulations, or whatever kind of a nonsense communication. It is limited. General applicability and legal effect. If they're going to talk to us and they're going to try to say we need to do something, general applicability and legal effect, those are the words. Quoted right out of the Federal Register. It shall be in the Federal Register, and if it isn't there, they're done. It says if you haven't give us notice in the Federal Register of anything, general applicability and legal effect, shut the heck up. What's the second one? Guess what? This comes under Chrysler v. Brown, 1979 case. It's an amazing case that talks about substantive regs in the APA, but what is even, is all we need, if it is a Part 301 reg. In other words, if it says 26... Now, first of all, we have the Code of Federal Regulations for people that don't know what that is. That is a compilation of Federal Register publications. And the statute that it has to do with has to be in the title. So if it says 26 CFR Section 301, 6331, it is referencing something to do with the United States Code 6331, which is lien, levies, and all that nonsense. Has to be, so that's what you look for in the Code of Regulations, which I can search and which I'm going to make available, the stuff that I can see. For $100 for a thumb drive and much more. This will give you the stuff so you can take a letter or something and say, well, wait a minute here. You can't talk to me with that. That's nonsense. Because the second thing, once we understand they can't use code, what's the second thing? They are hiding, and you will not find it on their homepage. They don't want to talk about this. One is substantive regs is the APA, forced effective law, but we don't even need to go that far. All we need to go for, it's under actually 5 USC 301, which they don't disclose normally. They do in some of their 601 regs procedural ones, but then there are other ones they don't. But it's enough. When they say 26 CFR 301, that means it is a housekeeping regulation / interpretive. It is for internal use only. Period. End of story. It's internal use, and I don't care what you do internally in the Internal Revenue Code. You guys can go in the same bathrooms and pay tiddlywinks. I don't care. The thing is, it has no application. So as soon as it says 26 CFR 301. Back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Okay, we're back. So now then, number one, you're an agency. Good. Federal agency means President of the United States, by the way. That's how he does executive orders. That's another issue. He has to be in the Federal Register, too. Number one, you're an agency. Anything you do, any rule, regulation, whatever, got to be in the Federal Register, a general applicability and legal effect. That's what it says. And it says if it's not there, you're done. Quit, shut the heck up, because you can't talk to me. You can't use code. I got to get that through to people. Because you are limited strictly to regulations, rules, stuff, anything you want to talk to me about, general applicability and legal effect, is mandated to be in the Federal Register. And if it's not there, have a nice life. You can't talk to me. I aren't paying attention to you, but I'm going to have to be able to explain this to these idiots because they don't know. These IRS people are like zombies. I'm hearing music in the background. I think. Am I hearing music? Anyways. Why am I hearing music? Something's going on here. It's supposed to be going on. Some kind of wires across someplace. So anyway, number one, you're an agency. If you're going to talk to me, no matter how you do it, I don't care what you do. It's strictly regulations. And it, general applicability, legal effect, shall be in the Federal Register. And if it's not there, we're done. So now the next question is, what are you using that I don't know about in the Federal Register that you're not telling me? Oh, let's go look. What I've got, I figured out a way. There's 706 appearances of 301 regs in Title 26 and in some other regulations and in the notices of decisions. So you'll be able to see all of this stuff. First of all, is the list. Okay. And what's amazing I go into the first one. 6011, general requirement of return, statement or list. Okay, it is a 301 reg. So these are all, when I say that, they're all 26 CFR section. They all are prefaced by 301 point. 301 tells us it's housekeeping. Six, the next four letters or whatever numbers, that's the statute that is supposed to be referencing. So we have 6011, general requirement of return. It's a 301 reg. Really? Well, that seems kind of strange. So I'm doing this return. Does the 301 reg requirement for a return? There is no, we don't have to get into force and effect. It's housekeeping. That's pretty amazing. Then I go into, let me go in and let's search for the next one down the line, 6012. Persons required to make returns of income. Whoa! That's a 301 reg. That can't be. Joint returns, 6013. Joint returns income tax by husband and wife. Whoa! These are all 301 regs, housekeeping internally. Anyway, we're having a problem. If I'm not required to file a income tax return, are we starting to have a problem here? You think? Let's go to the next one here. Let's take a look at receipts for employees. This is people with, quote, wages. That's a 6051. That's a 301 reg. This is not good. Something's really rotten in Denmark here. Let's see, 6065. Let's see what that one is, 6065. Verification of returns. That's a 301 reg, if they're going to verify it. Time for filing returns is a 6071. That's a 301 reg. How can this be? How come nobody wants to talk about this? How come this isn't disclosed? Oh, it gets worse. Extension of filing, 6081. Or 60, let's see, 60, I think it's 6081. Let me look and see here what it is, the next one here down the road. The time, that's a 601. Time for filing is 6072. That's a 301 reg. 6071. 6072. You know, they're going to have a problem here. You think? Let's see what, let's go on down a little farther here. 6091, place of filing returns and other documents. That's a 301 reg. Well, I don't know. If I was required, you can't tell me where to file it. Think we're going to have a problem here? How come we don't know this? The only way you can get into tax court is how? Notice a deficiency. Let's go look at assessments. Let's see, that's 6201. Let me type that into this list. 6201. Whoops. 6201. Assessment authority is the 301 reg. Method of assessment, 6203 is a 301 reg. Can that be? They didn't tell me that. Did they tell you that? They don't say it on their homepage. Why? Let's go look at deficiency, 6212. 6211. Let's go look at that first. 62. Deficiency defined is a 301. So they're defining deficiency as for internal use only. It's a 301 reg. Your notice of deficiency, 6212. Is that an important one? Oh, you're damn right it is. That one there is a mandated ticket to go to tax court. Well, if it's a 301 rig, we just put the tax court out of business. They're done. Did you just notice this appeal nonsense? They want to know deficiencies. You can't go there, folks, if you know what's going on. Because it's housekeeping. It's nothing to do with you or me. And it's even better. Tax evasion. I go and I look at that and I say, why are they not doing this? I've looked at some of the jury instructions. There are three essential elements of tax evasion, a crime. Number one, notice of deficiency. You won't see them put that in the jury instructions. They will say substantive tax due or something like that, which has no meaning. Or tax due and owing. Has no meaning. The court said there are three essential elements, and all three have to be satisfied to have tax evasion. Number one, there has to be a notice of deficiency, and a notice of deficiency is a Part 301 reg. It's housekeeping, and why am I here? Is that not important? Are these lawyers telling you that? No. Why? I think it's kind of important, unless you just like to go to jail, give up your stuff. They're lying to us. Not on their homepage. All the way in the Mooney case, all of those court decisions stuff, every one of them is code. And the agency has no authority to use code. And in the tax court, which is the commissioner, that's the administrative world, he can't use code for damn sure. And he don't do it normally. There are a few of them, but they see the 301 regs and nobody says a peep. Oh, well, it must be the law because that's what it says. Well, let me bend over and kiss your tootsies. Unbelievable. How has America gotten this far? These were all republished in 1967, which I will also include. That's the source. In November, under 7805, interpretive regs, there was no proposed rule, no final rule, no comments, no nothing. This is what it is. Peasants, get down on your knees and kiss our tootsies because we're lying to you. Over and over. So there is no deficiencies. There is no assessments. There's no authority to file an income tax return. Is that important? Well, I'd like to think so. I don't know. Unless you're one of these people that don't want to look at what's going on. Let's look at another one here. Let me blow this up. I got to get this printed so small on this other one here that I'm looking at. Of this 1967, 6321. Let's look at that one. 6321. Lien for taxes. That's a 301 reg. They're going to put a lien on you, collection for lien for taxes. That's a 301 reg. They can't put liens on. Isn't that important? And then if they do mechanics liens and all that, that's 6323. That's a 301 reg. Dang. The IRS is going to be toothless here pretty soon. You think? Oh, but it keeps getting better. Let me get down a little farther here. 6331. That's a nice one they really love. God, I fought that so often and I thought I had them cornered. On the statutory side, because 6331 in the code said it's strictly for the employees of the government, ties directly to wages, and subtitle C, 3201 and 2 and all that. Oh, I got them, you betcha. But I'm talking about something that don't have any effect on agencies. Duh. Ralph, wake the heck up. Smell the roses. The only ammo agencies have is regulations. So if that is, if I go to war and the only ammo the that enemy has is regulations, wouldn't it be common sense to fight those regulations and blow them to hell? I would think so. If they only had muskets, wouldn't I want to get around and figure out a way to shoot the heck out of them? They only had muskets. They're admitting in the public record, mandated by Congress, they got nothing. Their 6331 is their lien, levy, and distraint. They are 301 regs. Why are we not doing this? If I'd have known, I guarantee you, I would have went here a long time ago. Just absolutely amazing. One of the ones that they took out initially, which was there, and I got to see where it went, is the judicial proceedings, the statutory jurisdiction of district court, 7401, or 02. That is not in there. It used to be. I got to find out what they did. That was probably a little too obvious. If somebody stumbled across that one. So now, what have we done here? You can't have tax evasion unless you have notice of deficiency. 301 reg. You can't have tax court unless you have notice of deficiency. 301 reg. I think that's good. Number one, there's no authority to do tax returns. That's a 301 reg, 6011, 6012. Notice of deficiency, 6211 and 12. Those are 301 regs. You can't do assessments. 6203 and I think it's 02. So we'll see. Wait a minute. I don't have it. There's no authority for me to file. There's no authority to issue a deficiency that I'm missing something that I actually owe an obligation. There's no way for you to do any assessment. There's no way to do any collections. There's no way to file levies, liens, or distraint. I think we're pretty much covered. Now, there is some that aren't, which are part one, which is gross income. They use 61, 26, United States Code 61, which they... The states will say, well, you know, we're going to use that in our, quote, state. Well, guess what, state? If you use any code of the IRS, which isn't even law to begin with, it's not technically a USC, it's IRC, Internal Revenue Code. It was never put into the United States Code. Well, that's another issue. But if you're going to cite Mr. Minnesota, or most of them do, or adjusted gross income, you cite the code sections, well, guess what? Supreme Court says you have no authority to adjudicate and use something that is strictly in the federal venue. You can't do anything with it. You can't use it. You can't adjudicate it. Now, I have taken gross income and blown into water because it doesn't pass the other part of the APA, which is the second part, which we don't even need, except on a couple, if we want to go after gross income and that. And the second part of this is, which also, by the way, is in Chrysler V. Brown. Let me bring that back up. Chrysler V. Brown. It says there must be a nexus between the regulation and some delegation of requisite legislative authority by Congress. What does that mean? It means you cannot use general. They do that all the time on state and federal both. State, you'll see the driver's license. Yo, the commissioner can make all regulations to do with driver's licenses. Really? Same thing with the IRS. 7805. Oh, you can make all the regulations y'all want. You're a commissioner. No, you can't. But they're all interpretive. because there has to be a specific limited delegation to any agency to even get to the doorstep of being a subsidy regulation under the APA. And under the APA, which also you'll be able to in this information, if you want to go into 301 regs, just let me know. You will see all of the federal registered publications for each one of these at the bottom. You will see their statutory authority, 7805. That tells you right there it's nonsense, but that's fine. But you can go into it. I'll get around when I get this out there. I can email them to you. Take a look. The next step is the APA, the Administrative Procedures Act. But the IRS can't even get to that point because they have to have us. They have to be able to have the authority to make you file a return. Well, they can't because it's called an implied law contract. It's voluntary. They want you to obligate yourself to them, and they don't owe you nothing. Not an implied law contract. That's why the new W-4s, you get around and you modify it by, you have to technically modify it by writing exempt, and you send it back to your, quote, employer. And when he accepts it, that's a valid contract. Now, if he don't want to do something with it and wants to raise heck, there's several things to do. I've got to look up number one, but it's to say, hey, let's send it to the area director. He's got 6 months to see if it's valid or not. With the IRS, let's let the IRS figure it out. That's one step. We can give him the law, but most of these employers they got their minds and their eyes and ears and everything's all closed. They've got, well, I know I got to pay taxes. Okay, great. You think you know what's going on, you don't. Mark Twain had it. The biggest problem is what we think we know. That's not so. This is all black and white. But it goes into Chrysler V. Brown. In the holding, a housekeeping statute is a Part 301 reg. End of story. And it says it don't got nothing to do with you or me. It's for internal use only. So if there are a few of them, like gross income or adjusted gross income or something, or these 1099s, the courts have said they don't do anything because they're not under the penalties of perjury. That's just some idiot that's turning you in that don't know squat and there's no authority. Because it's still got to have a regulation, folks. No matter what. How come we haven't known this? How do we have tax court operating all these years with a notice of deficiency that's a 301 reg and nobody wants to shut the tax court down? I don't know. Boggles the mind. The Supreme Court of the United States has addressed this subsidy regulation 30 Chrysler one time. Federal Circuit Court of Appeals has addressed 301 regs quite a few times. Now we have it sitting back in front of the Supreme Court if they will take it. I don't know. They don't like pro ses because we're not supposed to be able to smart enough to deal with that world of the elites. We'll see. Of course, the other issue we're bringing up is since 1960 and 1980, the United States District Courts are not constitutional courts. And the courts have said so twice. Article 1, Section 8, Clause 9. It says, judicial power of a district court instead of judicial power of the United States. Judicial power is something of the government. Of the United States is the name of the government in Article 3 of the Constitution. What is of the district court? Judicial power of a district court? It's who's the government there? Oh, they said that is a legislative court. It says the judge represents the court. And the court is under the plenary absolute power of Congress. Now, isn't that a special place to go? Wouldn't you just love to go there and adjudicate this? The judge has already bought him. It's a rigged deal. It's all rigged. then don't basically no way to win ever. Unless that's some little minor technicality like one out once in a while. Can you believe this? I just find it hard to believe that they've gotten away all these years with tax court. I mean, I said go to tax court quite many years ago, probably a decade ago, till I found out they didn't do judicial notice. And that's the other part that I haven't mentioned, is when they do general applicability, legal effect, and it's in the Federal Register, everybody's got to take judicial notice, period, end of story. Why did they put that in the Federal Register Act? Because that's a whole new area of law, administrative law, and they put that, so that is the rule. That is the standard of review, or the rule of law, if you want to call it that. They're stuck with it. But nobody brings it up. Nobody. Almost nobody. We'll hear all the sovereign citizen and all this other man on the land and, oh gosh. We, as a society, got together and did a limited delegation of power to the several states. Each one of those are sovereign. And then there is a limited delegation of power to the supreme law of the government of the United States, which is in the Constitution twice, three times. In the Constitution, it's in Amendment 12. It's the government of the United States. You see how simple this is getting? Number one, are you an agency? Oh, you betcha. Y'all want to talk to me? There's all kinds of ways to talk. They're all listed in the Federal Register Act. They all got to be in the Federal Register. General applicability and legal effect. And if it's not there, I can say, you know, I can't hear you. Because I have to, it says, if it's general applicability, legal effect, if it's not there, I don't have notice. You can't punish me for something of which I don't have notice of. Like I'm going to go into the Federal Register and read all that in thousands of pages of nonsense. But what I'm going to make available is a list, number one, so you can go in, look at the code section of any code that you get in a letter or whatever, and see if it's there. And then the other one is going to be, because Westlaw limits you to 100 downloads at a time, documents, you will see the complete regulation with all of the Federal Register publications, if you want to look them up, and in the notice of decisions for anything on that. And you just search that for 301. And you can find any court case that's dealt with that particular issue, if you so desire. And all you got to do is get a hold of me, and I'll send it to you on email. Because it's real easy. I just go in, hot link it, put your email in, hit the keep send button, but back in the room.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcast.